with Book Beats, I'm Don Swain. Novelist Sue Miller still has not seen the movie version of her book, The Good Mother, the story of a bitter child custody battle. Miller says she wants to hold the novel in her imagination.
I had some sort of mystical sense that it might be psychologically damaging to me as a writer to see this translated version of my imagination.
Sue Miller's encore, Family Pictures, is the story of a family which has some similarity to Miller's own upper-middle-class upbringing in Chicago's Hyde Park.
That sort of bump and tumble of family life is very familiar to me, and I was very conscious of wanting to work with that and wanting to work with the sense of the particular community and neighborhood that I grew up in.
Miller's family, however, did not include an autistic child, as does the family in the book. Family Pictures is seen from many angles, but primarily from the point of view of one of the daughters, Nina, who bears witness to the family's happiness and heartbreak and ultimate disillusion. Sue Miller is sexually candid, but not gratuitously.
I feel as though it's an honest book. It reflects, I hope, all the aspects of this life, and it seems to me one of the aspects of family life is your familiarity with the sexuality of people around you.
Family Pictures is told non-chronologically, which forced Miller to do a lot of backtracking as she wrote.
I would write one chapter and then think, well, I need to really show before this the father in a more sympathetic light, let's say. So I would go back and write a chapter that somehow I felt did that.
Sue Miller's moving novel, Family Pictures, is now a Harper paperback. Don Swain, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Sue Miller, author of Family Pictures, says she enjoyed staying at home as a mother for a while. But when she began teaching and doing other jobs, she began to agitate for daycare programs in Boston.
And then I began to work in daycare out of a sort of a political activism and trying to get daycare. I increasingly found I enjoyed working with little kids, and I did that for a lot of years.
After working with small children for about 8 years, Sue Miller returned to her first love, writing, and landed a creative writing fellowship. That paved the way for her to write her first novel, The Good Mother. Sue Miller says that after the wearing years of working in daycare, writing seems like a luxury.
Writing feels self-indulgent next to that. I mean, I'm very aware of what a privilege it is to write.
Miller says writing fiction is like pretending, and for her, the best part is imagining the story.
Like little children, you know, saying, okay, you know, you be the dad, and I'll be the mom, and then I'll say this to you, and you say this to me, and that's really the same kind of thing I think that writers do. You know, you say, okay, now I'm going to be him, and I'm going to say, and then you just think of this neat thing that someone can say to someone else.
Miller's advice to aspiring writers is to read.
It's not an art you can be a primitive at. There aren't the Grandma Moseses of writing, really.
Sue Miller's novel, Family Pictures, is a telling portrait of a Midwestern family, the complex interrelationships of its members, of growing up, of dying, of joy and sorrow. Now, a Harper paperback. Don Swain, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.